by the actual satellite surveillance data that the Ukrainian army is most likely receiving from the West. And my guess is years from now, we will learn that drone attacks on Russian forces were being directed remotely from American bases in places like Nevada, or even that there are already significant number of CIA and special operation forces inside Ukraine. As you say, there are nationalists on all sides, on Russia, in the U.S., and in Ukraine, who have fueled this this crisis right now. I'm wondering your sense of what the resistance is among the Ukrainian people to this war. How widespread has it grown?
This escalation is a result of push from these military contractors. We know that American Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is linked to Raytheon. He was on board of directors, and we know that Raytheon stocks have 6% growth on New York Stock Exchange, and they supply Stingers missiles to Ukraine. Producer of Javelin missiles, Thales, have a growth 38%, and of course we have this Lockheed Martin. They supply F-35 fighter jets. They have a growth of 14%, and they profit from war, and they push for war, and they even hope to profit more from bloodshed, from destruction, and somehow do not escalate for the scale of nuclear war. People should push to government to negotiate instead of fight. There are a lot of actions against warmongering going ahead in the United States and Europe. You can find announcement at the worldbeyondwar.org website under the banner Russia out of Ukraine, NATO out of existence. Code Pink continues to petition President Biden and the United States Congress for negotiation instead of escalation. Also, it will be global mobilization. Stop Lockheed Martin on April 28. Coalition No to NATO announced marching in June 2022 for this and against the NATO summit in Madrid. In Italy, Movimento Non Violento launched conscientious objection campaign in solidarity with conscientious objectors, draft evaders, Russian and Ukrainian deserters. In Europe, Europe for Peace campaign said that European non-violent pacifists issue ultimatum to Putin and Zelensky. Stop the war immediately or people will organize caravans of nonviolent pacifists from all over Europe using all possible means to travel to the conflict zones unarmed to act as peacekeepers among the combatants. As for protesting in Ukraine, for example, we have this.
Yuri, we have 5 seconds.
I would like to say that a petition entitled Allow Men Aged from 18 to 60 Without Military Experience to Leave Ukraine on Open Petition EU gathered 59,000 signatures.
Yuri, we're going to have to leave it there, but I thank you so much for being with us. Yuri Shelyachenko, Executive Secretary of the Ukrainian Pacifist Movement. And this news just in, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has just been sentenced to an additional 9 years in prison. And a correction to our headline, Amnesty International does consider Navalny to be a prisoner of conscience. It stripped him of prisoner of conscience status in 2021, then restored it 3 months later. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting job applications. Go to democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Stay safe.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Take a radio in your life. and that they must be the same. When it's been false, just what's real? When it given to understand, it's exactly what I steal. I want my way into the heart of the crowd. Went my way into the heart of the crowd. I was shocked to find what was allowed. I didn't lose myself. Sides on the run.
oceans of you.
Smokes the pipe of a sweet and better life, but how strong is the shield? Can peace be found on the carpet above ground, where sky is forever blue? So let it pass, baby, now, the slow and mighty cloud which may take me from you. His rights, his views, but never his heart or his love. So take this hand of mine and climb, baby, climb to the hill up above. Now you can play a queen on that hill built on a dream, while our children play in the field. I can smoke the pipe of a sweet and better life and trust in the strength of the sheep. We'll be right back.
So trust in your love and we'll see up above and let life pass like a wheel. Don't take the chance of life's hectic dance. Kiss the strength of the shield. The seeker will be found by the look on the ground, and to his wish he will yield. Fate will have its little course, but time will change its course and hold the strength of the shield.
What do they care for me now? Why don't they care for me now?
Nobody cares for me. Why don't you care for me now?
Yeah. like to present to you the night and the future and the whoever and maybe the Hawks. Yeah, let's go. Clear the front here because there's going to be something special.
We are the survivors, the eternal survivors, androgynous energies traveling through time. We'll be right back.
mansion, I'm in heaven. Body, this a hell. Sun is drying out my brain. And smiling's connections are my pain. I'm going mad. I'm going mad. I'm going mad.
This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to A Minute Pause with Sean Watson. It is my show. Happens Tuesdays, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Played lots of stuff this hour. You can check it out at WRCT.org. You get their prescriptions, make the lunch, and call the doctor. You try to give them every minute you possibly can, but do you try to take a minute for yourself? When you help care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure they're safe and comfortable, but it's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. Again, that's AARP.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT
Pittsburgh.
Congregation, please be seated and open your prayer guides to the Book of Revelations, Psalm 69.
Thank you. give a little love back, God.
Psalm 16.